Hey guys, welcome to our 100th episode special on the Sensory Project Show. This is Rachel and Jessica. So today is the start of our 5-episode series dedicated specifically to primitive reflexes as a way of celebrating reaching 100 episodes.
Woohoo! If you've listened to all 100 of our episodes so far, man, we love you.
We do.
If you're a newbie, that's okay too. Welcome. But in these 5 episodes, you are going to hear information about the top 5 primitive reflexes that we, as occupational therapy assistants, deal with the most when working with the pediatric population. Additionally, at the end of these 5 episodes, we are going to offer you a special discount on our brand new Primitive Reflex Crash Course.
Woohoo! So you guys have heard us talk about our Sensory Diet Crash Course. Well, this is our second big course that is geared towards all things primitive reflexes.
We're super excited for it, so hopefully you listen into each of these episodes, gain some new information, and then jump into the course.
So before we jump into all of the exciting information today, we do need to remind you that we are not certified in any one specific primitive reflex integration technique.
Our experience in the field of primitive reflex integration comes from learning from mentors, research, continuing education studies, and our own personal experience.
Our information today is purely for educational purposes. It is not designed to diagnose or treat any conditions.
Enjoy.
Welcome to day 2 of our podcast series. Today we are talking about the tonic labyrinthine reflex, aka the TLR.
And we're going to call it the TLR because it's easier and it's faster, and we're not 100% sure that we're saying it right when we say that big word. So TLR.
We've heard it said so many different ways.
If you know the correct pronunciation, let us know.
Yes.
In the meantime, the TLR is actually comprised of 2 reflexes in one. And there's one that goes forward and there's one that goes backward. And that's really, really confusing, so don't overthink it. But the TLR is closely linked to the Moro reflex, which we talked about yesterday. And it is elicited by movement of the head forwards or backwards.
That's why there's the 2. So it provides baby with an early primitive method of response to the problem of gravity.
So if you think of an infant in the womb, they don't have to deal with gravity. As soon as they come out and they're in the real world, now they have to deal with gravity. So the TLR helps them deal with gravity.
I like that you said the real world.
It's the real world. They are.
So this also has an influence on the distribution of muscle tone throughout the body. So by 6 months, as baby gains head control, the response should be modified, but not necessarily fully integrated. This then leads to a higher level of writing reactions and movement.
So the TLR reflex emerges in utero and also at birth. So if you think of the baby in utero, they are typically kind of curled up in that forward flexion position. But then at birth, as they come out into the real world, they are into more of an extension pattern. Mm-hmm. So those are those 2 pieces of the reflex.
Yes. So this reflex integrates or should go away by 4 months of life for the forward reflex and as early as 6 months for the backwards reflex. But this can also be as late as 3 years of age.
So this is a pretty broad range of integration, which tells us that for young children, we probably won't test for this reflex until after 3 years of age. Mm-hmm. So just like with the Moro reflex, we're going to talk about what are the potential or possible causes for the TLR not integrating.
Yep. So during pregnancy, if you are having severe morning sickness, you're throwing up constantly, you're not eating well, that can be a cause, as well as a severe viral infection during those first 12 weeks or between the week of 26 and 30.
In pregnancy, if there's alcohol use, drug use, or smoking, any exposure to radiation, and severe stress.
During birth, if we see birth trauma, such as prolonged labor, placenta previa,
the use of forceps or the vacuum,
if the child is in a breech position, possibly requiring a C-section,
if the cord is wrapped around the neck or any type of fetal distress,
and also if the baby is born beyond 2 weeks early or 2 weeks late.
In newborns, some potential factors would be a low birth weight under 5 pounds.
If the baby requires incubation, if they have prolonged jaundice,
if they required resuscitation, or if there was heavy bruising,
and if there are problems with feeding in the first 6 months of life.
And then throughout infancy, if you notice lots of high fevers, delirium, or convulsions within the first 18 months.
And also if your child has adverse reactions to vaccines, or if they're late learning to walk or talk beyond 18 months.
So I don't know if you guys noticed this. It's very much the same as it was with the Moro reflex. These traumas in pregnancy and the birthing process and in infancy can be potential factors for all of the primitive reflexes to not integrate as they should.
Absolutely. And like we said yesterday, we don't want anyone feeling like it's their fault. We don't want them to feel guilty for causing their child's retained primitive reflexes. The biggest problem is that there isn't enough awareness about this. So hopefully, doctors and midwives going forward will start to talk about this with their clients.
And then once the information is out there and it's more accessible, parents have the ability to help their children through these challenging times.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what are the potential side effects or symptoms of an unintegrated tonic labyrinthine reflex?
Okay, here we go. Challenges with creeping and crawling as an infant.
Poor posture.
Weak or low muscle tone.
Decreased balance.
Poor ocular motor skills.
Visual perceptual challenges.
Auditory processing difficulties.
Decreased organization skills.
A poor sense of space and time.
Decreased sequencing.
Challenges with multisensory processing.
Spatial awareness difficulties.
And a dislike of sports.
Now, are you seeing the pattern? Kids who have an unintegrated Moro reflex typically won't like ball games. Mm-hmm. And kiddos who have an unintegrated TLR won't like sports. Mm-hmm. And it all is related to those underlying skills required for sports and ball games.
Yep. So I touched on it briefly, but what happens is that when these primitive reflexes get integrated into our body, it produces higher level movement patterns, which then allows us to participate in all of these different things: sports, social activities,
school,
higher level learning, going to work, driving a car, all these things. And so when these reflexes are stuck in us, our body can't move the way it should.
And it can't complete those higher level cognitive skills that it's required to do as we grow up.
Yeah. So just like with the Moro reflex, the TLR reflex requires natural movements to be able to integrate.
Throw that baby on the floor.
And okay, hang on, disclaimer. We did not tell you to throw your baby on the floor.
But throw your baby on the floor and let them explore. Let them lay on their back. Let them roll over to their side. Help them maintain tummy time. Mm-hmm. Tummy time is a big component of this reflex.
And as we mentioned, as a potential side effect of an unintegrated TLR, challenges with creeping and crawling, we need to be able to provide our infants with the ability to creep and crawl. So they're not going to be able to do that if they're in a container, guys. I'm just saying.
That's true. You're not wrong. Okay, you guys, we say it how it is. If you've been with us for a while, that's probably why you're here.
Yeah, if you're new, welcome.
Welcome to our sarcastic...
The honesty show.
Yes. We don't sugarcoat things. No. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what can you do if you suspect an unintegrated TLR?
Yes, we'll of course start with our new primitive reflex crash course, where we're going to teach you to test for this reflex and specific exercises.
We're going to teach you modifications, and then we're also going to teach you how to incorporate the exercise into games so that it doesn't feel like work.
Yep, and we also provide handouts, calendars, visuals, all of those resources for our multisensory learning. Of course, talk with your child's occupational therapist or physical therapist, even their doctor.
Yeah, I was just about to say, talk to your pediatrician, see if they know anything about primitive reflexes.
Yeah. So start there and come back tomorrow because we're talking about the ATNR.
All right, guys, thanks for being here.
We are so excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. Just a friendly reminder, this is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, and sensory integration. We do not know you or your child, therefore we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist for more information.